Well, good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to Unity Center of Light, another service from our home to your home. I'm Reverend Millage Mosby.
And I'm Pam Mosby.
And we look forward to bringing you to service today. This is going to be a combination Advent service. We're going to talk about love, which is the third attribute of Advent that we always talk about. But we usually always also do a remembrance service during this time, you know, to remember loved ones who've passed away. But we're going to talk about some other things, too, and the changes that have happened in our lives. And if you have not yet joined us for Zoom, in the Zoom part of this service, we're going to also allow you an opportunity to mention to light a candle. So if you come to the Zoom service, please bring a candle with you, but to light a candle and to say the name of one or two folks who have passed from one of your loved ones who passed away. So it's going to be a pretty exciting service, and we look forward to bringing it to you today, and we're going to get started with Pamela.
Okay, thanks. Good morning and welcome to Unity Center of Light, a spiritual community that nurtures the growth of all who are seeking to develop the potential of their spirit, mind, and body. Please join me as we affirm our mission and foundation statements. Let's begin with the mission statement. Together, the mission of Unity Center of Light is to empower individuals to express their indwelling divine potential. We teach there is a power within each of us far greater than anything that exists outside of us. And now let's affirm our foundation statement. Together, there is only one power and one presence active in my life and affairs, God the Good, Omnipotent. And now we will have the daily word reading for today, Sunday, December the 13th. The key word is love, and the affirmation is, love surrounds me and fills my heart. Love fills my senses throughout this Advent season. I find it in the taste and aroma of my favorite holiday recipes, lovingly made. I hear it in my favorite Christmas music, sung with joy. I feel love in a child's enthusiastic hug and in a friend's caring touch. I see love and joy in the festive decorations adorning houses and neighborhoods. The love of friends, family, and neighbors at Christmas time surrounds me in many ways, so many ways. Throughout the year, love remains the most beautiful evidence of the presence of God in and through all things. Love is the harmonizing power that infuses the world and everyone in it. Inspired by divine love, I perceive the divine in every person and in all situations. And the scripture is 1 Corinthians 13:13. And now faith, hope, and love abide. These three, and the greatest of these, is love.
So we are going to, as you see, we've already lit the love candle for today. Let me just move that over so you can see it. So we lit the love candle for today. So far we've enlightened or lit faith, peace, and today love. And we're going to open by reading our opening for today, which is, let me just bring that up. Okay.
We are entering into the third week of Advent, which represents love and is symbolized by the baby Jesus. Jesus is the representation of boundless and unconditional love.
When we are fully established in faith and peace, we're able to extend the experience of love to ourselves, to each other, and to all of God's creations.
It is through the union of wisdom, Joseph, and compassion, Mary, that the love and light of the Christ can come into full expression in our world. It is by these means that Christ is indeed born anew in us.
All right.
And now we will have the message with Reverend Butch.
Thank you. Yeah, you can pour those out. Yeah. All right. So, as I said, we're going to have a kind of a combination service today. In terms of both the Advent service talking about love, and also we're going to get into some ideas about the concept of remembrance and the loss of not just loved ones in our lives, but also the loss of other things that happened in our lives that kind of changed the way we lived. And typically today would be when we talk about the metaphysical idea that from the perspective of Christian metaphysics, it is our work as truth students to raise our consciousness until we can see the Christ being born within the heart, mind, and soul of every one of us. That's just the basic idea of Advent. And, you know, this being the mental, metaphysical process of combining of wisdom, which we just read is Joseph, and love, which is Mary, to bring our minds into conscious awareness of the Christ presence within ourselves and, again, within each other. And this is a wonderful and powerful acknowledgement we can use to greet each other, you know, during this Christmas season. Just imagine saying to each person you greet, either out loud or in your heart or in your mind, the Christ which is born in me greets the Christ which is born in you. Now think about that for a moment. This is the highest acknowledgement we can give to each other. The Christ in me beholds the Christ in you, as well as, you know, give this concept to ourselves that we behold the Christ within ourselves, because I can only perceive the Christ in you from my own awareness of the Christ in me. Only the Christ can perceive the Christ. And the Christ being the spiritual nucleus that exists in every living person, no matter who they are or what they believe or what they have done. Our spiritual work is to develop the level of consciousness that can see beyond the who, what, where, and when. And we do this by working to bring all of our thoughts into perfect harmony with our spiritual center, by bringing all of our thoughts into perfect harmony with our spiritual center. And just like only the Christ can perceive the Christ, only love can perceive love, which is our Advent lesson for today. But instead of exploring this subject of love, you know, from a metaphysical perspective like I usually do, we're going to explore how love works in our lives from a practical, everyday perspective. And in addition, in today's lesson, we're going to combine, like I said, the Advent lesson with the remembrance service that we do every year around this time, mainly because love is the mechanism in our memory that we use to remember our loved ones who are no longer with us. And, you know, we have all experienced the loss of loved ones to death in our lifetime. And several of our members have lost the presence of loved ones recently in the last several months. Pam just lost her 93-year-old aunt, John, just a few days ago. So, you know, this is just something that's going on. This year is unlike any other year in the lifetime of most of us, because this year, hundreds of thousands of folks around the country and around the world have experienced a loss of loved ones due to a variety of causes, but most specifically due to COVID-19. And many could not even be with their loved ones to say goodbye as they made their transition, which, you know, adds a whole nother dimension of the emptiness we experience as someone we love is making their transition. An emptiness you can only imagine if you experienced it. Okay. So the world has been put into a mental, emotional place in which we have to process death in a way that none of us have experienced before. Even if you haven't personally lost someone to COVID-19, you cannot help but feel the pain of the hundreds of thousands of people whose loved ones are dying daily. And it's not just, you know, a pandemic. It's not that it's a pandemic that hasn't happened before in history, I'm trying to say. There have been other pandemics in history. It's just that it hasn't happened to this degree in our lifetime. And as they keep saying in the news, no war or terrorist act can compare to what we're experiencing today. So it's as if our capacity to be able to process the loss of loved ones is requiring us to be elevated to a level that's closer to enlightenment in order to be able to process the changes in our lives. And let me say that again, okay? So what we're going through, this loss that we're going through, is requiring us to be elevated to a level that's closer to enlightenment in order to be able to process the changes in our lives. Enlightenment being when you become able to perceive the spiritual evolutionary cycle of the human soul and what its purpose is in our lives. Now, that could, yes, very well require a greater degree of discussion. And yes, I agree that most of us are not thinking of the loss of a loved one as an opportunity to become closer to being enlightened, right? Nor do we think about it as being an invitation to become still and open ourselves up to the love and comfort that God has within us, right? But traumatic experiences do have a tendency to shake, rattle, and sometimes break the emotional foundation we stand upon, okay? And as true students, it's important that we understand that this doesn't leave us with no foundation. Let me say it again. When we feel like our emotional foundation, one we normally stand upon on a daily basis, has been shattered and broken, it doesn't leave us with nothing to stand upon. Rather, the purpose of our everyday life experience is to expose us to our true foundation, which is our spiritual foundation, the rock upon which you stand that you were not aware of before your emotional foundation was shattered. I hope that makes sense, okay? So in the depth of a death of a loved one or a traumatic change in our lives, right? We will hear the calling of spirit to come ye apart for a while and rest, regroup, refocus, and be open to the comfort and guidance of the Holy Spirit. That is closer to what I was talking about when I said these situations we go through move us closer to become enlightened, because we begin to understand, it moves us more towards the understanding of the true comfort embrace that we're looking for, which is the embrace of the Holy Spirit. And as Jesus said to his disciples, peace be with you, okay? These are powerful, mystical, comforting words. And even when our minds and emotions may be unwilling or unable to receive and embrace them, they will still resonate with our heart and our soul, bringing a very special kind of peace and comfort to us. So love is about relationships. Typically, when you mention the word love, you think about relationships. More specifically, love is about being in relationship with others, relationships that inspire us and uplift us and give us a sense of self in combination with the people who mean a lot to us in our lives, okay? So we aspire to be inspired by the people we love, and we assign to each person the role we need them to play in our lives. This is just the natural love process, you know, in the human experience. It's just what we do, okay? But when that person moves on from this life experience, we are left with an emotional hole that we naturally struggle to fill. And as one poet expressed it, death comes in its own time, in its own way, and it is as unique as the one who is experiencing it. Okay. However, people are not the only thing we were attached to, right? That we attach our love to, okay? Or that we feel a sense of loss if something is taken, like that is taken away. Think about the devastation that happens when people lose their houses, or, you know, think about all the folks, you know, because of COVID who are losing their houses, losing their businesses, losing those things which they spent years building up, and those things are going away. So we use this word to define our relationship with things and conditions. You know, even as simple as I love my car, I love my house, I love my job, I love my life, and on, you know, there are just so many things and conditions we attach a sense of love to for our sense of well-being, and rightfully so. Again, it's just the way we are. It is the way we stabilize the human experience for ourselves. So we have those things in life that help us to feel stable, help us to feel secure, help us to feel a sense of well-being. We're attaching our love to those things. And again, I'm saying there's nothing wrong with that. That's just how we are, okay? And what is interesting about the statement, I love my life, we probably never said I love my life until the way of life we were living was taken away from us. Just think, this time last year is very different from how we're experiencing life this year, all right? So we are all in mourning in one way or another, pining to get back to life as it was. and maybe not all the aspects of life, you know, the way it was, but some semblance of what we were used to, okay? Especially, you know, during this season of Thanksgiving and Christmas. I mean, wow, what an emotional impact this social distancing is having on all of us. You know, I'm even, you're hearing Dr. Fauci and other doctors, there's one, I can't think of his name, we see him on CNN all the time. And he says, you know, I've got, what's his name?
Sanjay Gupta.
Well, no, this is the older guy.
Oh, okay.
But he was saying that, you know, I've got children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. But he says, I won't be seeing them during this season. He says, Fauci and others said, I have to model what I'm telling everybody we need to do in order to be safe. And it's tough, okay? It's tough to follow the guidance of the CDC and science and whatnot when all you really want to do is hug and celebrate with the people that you love, right? And love is a powerful force to try to contain, all right? Because love wants what love wants, right? But for the sake of the safety of those we love and for our own safety, we must contain ourselves to other ways of creatively expressing our love for each other right now, okay? And we know we're hearing about people having, you know, their dinners by Zoom, you know, and other mechanisms we use to share love with each other. So again, we're all in mourning in one way or another because we lost the context, I should say, by which we defined our lives, okay? And it's very possible that things may never fully go back to the way they were. But we pray with all of our heart that the time will come when we can share a hug with each other, and we're hoping that time will return soon. So it's imperative as true students, light workers, that we come to understand that the universe ushered in a shift in our reality for a reason. And from an intellectual perspective, we haven't yet figured it out, okay? The word usher means to mark or cause the start of something new. So we know that when you can't figure out something intellectually, it means that it's time to turn to spirit, okay? Spirit being synonymous with love. Because without love, we experience fear. Without love, we lose faith. Without faith, we have no peace. Okay? So we read in the New Living Translation of the Bible in 1 John 4:18, it says, there is no fear in love. There is no fear in love. Because perfect love casts out all fear. If we are afraid, it is because of the fear of punishment. But this shows that we have not yet fully experienced God's perfect love. Okay? Now, in this scripture, fear of punishment is what we feel when something or someone we had in our life is no longer there. To translate the idea of punishment as used in this scripture, in this verse, is the anguish we feel, the emptiness we feel, especially when a loved one passes from our life. And think about what I'm saying, the fear of punishment. We don't think of it as fear of punishment. We just think of it as a fear of how we're going to feel when that thing which was so important in our lives is no longer there. Okay, but as the scripture explained, this occurs because we have not yet experienced God's perfect love. So, God's perfect love, what is that? Well, when it comes to God, you have to do it to experience it, meaning you have to do God to experience God, all right? Now, here's an example of how to do God, okay? This is from Colossians 3:12-15, all right? So it says, since God chose you to be the holy people he loves, and here it comes, this is how you do God. You must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Make allowances for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Above all, clothe yourselves. We're still doing God here. This is how you do God. Clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful. Okay? So that's how you do God. You know, and that's how you experience God in your life, by doing those things which that verse was talking about. And we forget that life is a series of relationships designed to awaken us to a greater sense of our capacity to love and be loved. Now, people come into and go out of our lives, you know, leaving us an indelible impression of their unique expression of love. And notice how I put that, because we might define some of the people that came into and go out of our lives in a different way, not using love, but basically they were left us with an indelible impression of their unique expression of love, leaving us to unravel the lessons of love that they came into our lives to teach us. Okay? Because everything that occurs in our lives is giving us the opportunity to do God. Okay? It is only natural that we feel unsettled when someone we love is no longer in our lives. It's just natural that you feel that, whether they actually passed away or they left your life in another way. Okay? It may very well be the result of the fact that we have not yet fully grasped all the lessons of love they came into our lives to teach us. Again, we don't say that to ourselves. We don't say this person left and didn't, you know, teach me all the lessons of love I could have learned from him or her. We don't say that, but there is a dynamic within us that may be bringing us to that. So there may be some feelings of emptiness, maybe even some remorse because we didn't say all we could have said, or we didn't ask all we could have asked, or we didn't do all we could have done, you know, to let this person know how precious they were to us and how much we loved them. In essence, we may feel we didn't do God enough with them, you know, and we didn't let them know what was really in our heart and our soul. But the positive side of this life experience is that it gives us a moment to pause and think about those folks who are still in our lives. Okay? These are the folks who are our salvation when we lose someone, because they give us the opportunity to do all the things we may feel we did not do or had not done with the person who passed from our sight. Okay? So the people in our lives and the relationships we have with them, it takes away the element of it's too late, because they're still here for us to love and cherish and do God with. Okay? So let's face it, life is going to continue to change. There's nothing we're going to do. Even when we get past this pandemic and all the things that are happening now, life is still going to continue to change. Okay? Loved ones are going to continue to come into and go out of our lives. The conditions and circumstances in our lives are going to continue to change. So we need to do some work to connect ourselves firmly to our spiritual foundation, so that we are not so knocked around every time change happens. And to do this will require us to break through the illusion of our emotional foundation to discover our spiritual foundation, the rock upon which we truly stand, whether we are aware of it or not. Okay? So the truth is, if you do not take the time to truly understand your core, meaning all that you really care about, which includes the values you carry with you that fall under the categories of faith, peace, love, and joy. So all your values that you're committed to, if you don't take the time to know this about yourself, then when something happens, you won't be able to find your footing fast enough to stay firmly on your spiritual foundation. Okay? It's like with this that came up all of a sudden, the situation we're in now. If you didn't have your feet firmly planted on your spiritual foundation, you might have found yourself floundering trying to make some sense of all of this. Okay? So here is an exercise to help you gain a greater understanding of the true nature and strength of your spiritual core, meaning what you need to know about yourself to help you remain firmly on your spiritual foundation when life does what it always does, which is cause change in our life, whatever that change may be. Now, for you note takers, I know you're going to want to try to write some of these ideas down. So, you want to contemplate an answer for yourself, these unfinished personal statements, okay? So I'm giving you a statement, but you have to finish the statement. The first statement is, you have to figure out for yourself, is I want what I feel to be. You have to fill that in. I want my body to be. I want the work of my hands to be. I want my environment to be. I want my faith to be. I want my peace to be. I want my love to be. I want my joy to be. Okay? So these statements, like I said, this is a work you have to do. All right? You've got to look at these statements and figure out how, and not just intellectually, from your spirit is how you want to complete these statements. Okay? So, you know, as you answer these statements, answer them with your mind, your heart, your spirit, your soul. What is it you want to be? Now, Sadhguru said, he puts it, he says, we are not who we are meant to be. We are what others molded us to be. Or we are what we believe others need us to be. All right, that's what he says. So this exercise is about discovering who and what you really are meant to be from the depths of your soul. Okay? And once you have discovered this, you know, really discover this, you will at the same time discover your spiritual foundation, your true core, from which you'll be able to fully feel what you feel. Now listen to this, to fully feel what you feel when change happens in your life while remaining spiritually grounded. Okay? Now notice, we're not saying anything about not fully embracing our emotional response when life changes, change happens. We're not saying that. What we're talking about is being free to feel what we feel, for the full benefit of our emotional response to the change that happens in our lives, losing a loved one, whatever it might be. We want to be able to do that, okay? While keeping our feet firmly planted on holy ground. Okay, just like God said to Moses, you are standing on holy ground. He said, this is what I want you to understand. Take off your shoes from your feet means take off your man-made understanding, okay, and stand firmly on holy ground. And we read in Psalms 143:8, let the morning bring me word of your perfect love, for I have put my faith in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I entrust my life. And that is what it means to keep your feet firmly planted on holy ground, entrusting your life to God. As the affirmation goes that I say to myself all the time, God is in charge of my body, mind, life, and affairs. So because this is a combination of an Advent service and a remembrance service, in which we're acknowledging the loved ones in our lives who have made their transition, I will end with this poem from Tony Kane. It was just written in June 29th, 2020. Thank you. June 9th, 2020. Thank you, hon. Okay. Right. And it says, those we love must someday pass beyond our present sight. They leave us in the world we know without their radiant light. But we know that like a candle, their lovely light will continue to shine to brighten up another place more perfect and divine. And in the realm of heaven, where they shine so warm and bright, our loved ones live forever in God's eternal light. And so it is. Okay. And amen to that. And we're now going to have an affirmation meditation with Pamela.
So now let's prepare for meditation. Let's prepare for meditation by gently closing our eyes and take in a deep, deep cleansing breath. And as you breathe in and out, feel your body begin to relax and grateful for these moments of quiet. On this Remembrance Love Sunday, let us bring before the God of love our prayers for the world and all its people. We remember to pray for those who have lost their way of living, those who have lost friends, family members, and neighbors to the COVID-19 virus or other illnesses. For children who have lost their parents due to violence or illness, we remember and pray for those who fought in wars for our country, who came home with terrible injuries, both physical and psychological, and those whose loved ones never returned. Holy Spirit, as we remember those who have lost their lives, may we renew our fight against cruelty and injustice, against prejudice, tyranny, and oppression. May those who profess one faith respect those who sincerely hold another faith and build community where there is peace, harmony, and understanding. Take another deep breath in now and know that you are enfolded in God's tender care. You are calm. You are serene. Focus on this moment. Feel God's love flow through and rest in God's love. If painful thoughts come up, allow them to be, and then return to love's embrace. If feelings of sorrow come up, allow them as well, and then return to love's soft and tender embrace. Join me now in that special journey to the secret place of the highest. And as you reach the door, begin to experience the letting go of mental and emotional baggage that is holding you back. Any physical baggage that is not serving you, let it go gently. And now be ready to walk through the door and experience a blanket of love enfolding you and wrapping you in security and instilling you with thoughts of love and understanding. So now, without the sound of my voice, use this time to commune with Spirit and to pray and receive answers to your prayers. Loving Spirit, we are grateful for answered prayers. We know that you are always with us on this life journey. And we thank you in the name and nature of our elder brother and wayshower, Jesus the Christ. And so it is. Amen. When you feel ready, come back at your own pace and move into your day, knowing that love leads the way for you today.
Beautiful. So this is the time we open our hearts and minds to allow some of the treasure that flows into our personal lives to flow into our spiritual home. And as always, we give thanks for all the wonderful offerings that you've all been donating to keep Unity Set of Light moving forward. And with that, let's say our offering blessing together. Together, we bless and give thanks for these tithes and offerings as they go forth to continue the healing, loving work being done through the Unity Center of Light. Amen.
Amen.
And do you have light notes?
I have some light notes. Okay. Please join us for our Christmas Eve candle lighting service on December 24th at 7 p.m. Please have a candle ready and enjoy with one another the beautiful music from Megan McDonough and Christmas songs that we are all familiar with. We look forward to seeing you on Zoom on the 24th. On December 27th, we will have our New Year's Eve Burning Bowl service. This is where you will have the opportunity to burn all the negative habits and thoughts and once again write your letters to God with your intentions for the new year. We will have special music with Safi, and more details will be coming soon, so please check your updates and your e-newsletter. On January the 3rd, we will have Reverend Michelle Senegal speaking for us on our white stone ceremony. Please find a white stone to write on before the service. That concludes our light notes.
Okay. All
and
right.
So we will now bless the path that we will walk this week. We'll say our affirmation with passion, zeal, and gusto. Together,
I go forward in the Spirit of the Lord, knowing my way is made easy, joyous, healthy, and prosperous. And I am grateful. All right. So this is coming toward the end of our service here, and we hope that you enjoyed that. And we look forward to seeing you in Zoom so you can remember this. Remembrance service is going to continue in Zoom, so make sure you have a candle that you can light and a name or two that you want to just share, you know, just share the name so we can move through that service. But we look forward to seeing you there, and let's finish with our prayer for protection together.
The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. And that's the truth.
All right. So, it's been our pleasure. You notice we got our Christmas colors on. You'll see these Christmas colors all through the rest of the season. Right? So, please enjoy the rest of the week, or hopefully see you in Zoom. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.